Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are seven pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all seven areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all seven areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all seven areas of life? You got this.
Hello, Lauren Abrams. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show.
Yay.
I am so excited to have you on the show. I know we've been friends for over 10 years, and we both became podcasters in the last year, and we're bonding over that, and our friendship's going to a whole new level. But let me tell my audience how awesome you are. So Lauren is a lawyer. She's been one for 22 years, and she protects the rights of employees, which I love because I've always called myself a champion of the underdog. So you're literally a career champion of the underdog. I love it. Lauren has authored numerous articles on the rights of workers and has been heard on KNX Business Hour, which is a radio show, ABC News, and Good Morning America. So she hosts the podcast 52 Weeks of Hope, which is so awesome. And I had the privilege of being a guest on your podcast. It was incredible. And this is where she interviews people about how they overcame their toughest obstacle, which is such an ingenious idea for a show. So what I want to ask you right out of the gate, Lauren, is what is the common thread in how all the people that you've interviewed have overcome their greatest obstacle?
Well, there's the number one thing that I keep hearing over and over and over again, which is unfortunately the only way when we're going through it, the only way through is through. there's just no way around it. Everyone has their time in the barrel, and we don't have to go through it alone, though. Community is so, so important. In the blue zones where people live the longest and are the healthiest, which is all over the world and it's been studied, community is shown to be the number one reason that they have such quality of life for such a long period of time. I mean, diet and exercise and all those things come into play, but community is the number one reason. So the common thread that I found, and it's in doing my interviewing people for 52 weeks, at first it started as a personal soul quest, but I started hearing common themes, and it was the number one thing was community, because it was an older demographic that I started with, like, why are we here? Kind of a quest. You've lived a long time. Tell me, what have you gleaned from life? I'm always very direct. I'll ask anybody anything. Maybe that's the lawyer in me, but community is definitely the number one thing. And the only way through is through.
Yeah, I love that. Community is so powerful. Community creates immunity. So that's so great that you created a community during a pandemic with your podcast and yeah. Clubhouse. We're both Clubhouse moderators together. Woo!
Yay!
All right. So let's talk about community. Let's say somebody's listening. They're just coming out of the pandemic. They've been doing social isolation. They haven't really seen anyone in person. You know, things are just starting to open up in the US. I know this is an international show. Maybe you're in Canada where things haven't opened up. How does one go about creating a community?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I ask that a lot, especially on my podcast to certain spiritual leaders, rabbis. I interviewed an imam, which I pronounced wrong, if it's imam, not iman, or vice versa. One means faith and one is the religious title. So I've learned a lot interviewing all these different priests.
You say Iman, I say Iman, you know.
Yeah. So, but anyway, the way community, there's so many ways. What are you interested in? Google it. I promise you there is a community for it. There are communities for everything. If there isn't, create one. Clubhouse is an audio only social media. And people get real and authentic. And I mean, if you're under 35, you're probably not in that demographic, because I heard somebody say on Clubhouse that if you're under 35, you've never had the experience of saying, I don't know, let me call my mother and ask her if that's okay. Like, you've never had that experience as a child. But because it's an audio only social media app, people, you can be in your pajamas. It just doesn't matter what you look like. And I don't know if it's because we were all inside during the pandemic, but people get very real. And there is a community for absolutely everything on there. But also, there's so many different groups. There's meetups. There is community for everything. And sitting inside and wishing and wanting won't get you community. And it, you have to. I heard years and years ago, God doesn't drive parked cars. I can't sit in a corner wishing and wanting something. I need to just get up and do something. I love the way, I mean, the last few episodes I've had, the different people who were speaking, they each had such good advice of, you don't need to, I mean, one was an athlete, but she's like, you don't have to train. Just go outside and walk and you'll feel better. And then you meet people. Get an animal, a pet, and walk your dog. You will find a community of pet lovers. Go to the park, go anywhere. There is a community. You don't have to have hundreds and hundreds of people to have a community. And it doesn't have to be a religious belief. It doesn't need, go to the beach. You'll find other beach lovers. Go to into nature. There's hiking groups. There's walking groups. There's a community for everything.
Yeah. And then when you're out on the beach or in nature, talk to people. Don't be scared to be the first one that reaches your hand out and says, hi. What's the worst thing that can happen is they ignore you, right? And if they ignore you, then it says more about them than about you. Because what kind of person ignores someone who says hi? So not somebody that you want to be friends with anyway. So go out and meet people and say hi and take the conversation from there. I always say to people, ask them how they're feeling today. And they will tell you, usually, not how are you, how are you feeling? They'll tell you more than what you want to know if you ask them how they're feeling.
Yeah, my friend always says, what's new and good?
Yay, I love that.
That's her question.
What's new and good?
Yeah. And also your vibe attracts your tribe. So you're going to attract the people you're meant to attract. It just will happen, but it won't happen if you sit inside and do nothing. It could be the tiniest step of going outside and walking around the block. Start with that. And I was also taught to walk the opposite direction. It's just something different.
Yeah.
It's like brushing your teeth with the other hand. It's all those things of doing something different.
Yeah, try something new, do something new, learn something new, just kind of break up your routine. That's a great one. So I know that you really are a great listener because I've listened to your show and I've been on your podcast, and active listening is a true art form. So what have you learned about having these connected conversations with people and really listening to them?
It's interesting because, okay, so the podcast is coming out next Wednesday. It was all about listening. This guy is a ex-hostage negotiator, which I just, that in itself was so fascinating. And I thought, oh, you must really talk him down and stuff. It was all about listening. And one guy, and he talked about it, that for 3 hours, one person, they were talking off a bridge, he and his partner, for 3 hours, they were with them for 8 hours, and they just sat there and watched for movement. And it's that kind of active listening, and any kind of sign of like a shoulder move or like any kind of movement. And it was all about movement. Anyway, he ended up going into the relationship business because of the active listening. Wow. So of course I'm asking him about, okay, so how do we take this into our relationships, like at home? And look, cause I want to know. And what do you do when, cause if I'm mad, I'm elevated and everything else. So like, what do you do there? And it was all about, instead of waiting your turn to talk, it's about active listening. It's the normal stuff that you always hear, but still, what I do is I just listen. And if I can take these skills, it's just like when I was taking a defo, because I always actively listen, because just that little thing that can, oh, did you just say this? I'm going to use that in trial. And I'm going to ask further questions. But here, it's to be engaged and to listen and to actively listen and to learn. And then I'm always going to ask a question directly. If I want to know what's going on with somebody, I call them up and I ask.
That's great.
And I've always been direct. I just always have been.
That is such a great skill, because so many women, including myself, we get our feelings hurt and we just keep it to ourselves, and we don't, or we'll talk to someone else about it instead of just going to the person and asking them a question. You know, what were you thinking when you did that or said that? So that is such great advice. I know I've been doing an email newsletter, and people don't think I look at who unsubscribes. They think I'm like a Fortune 500 company. I look at every unsubscribe. And I want to know, why did you unsubscribe? I don't know if I should ask people that, but I do want to know.
No, it's good. You want them to unsubscribe. You only want people who, we only want those who want to be with us.
On the journey, right? Exactly.
And yeah, I've learned that, because I want a active email following for 52 weeks, I hope also, but I've never looked at who unsubscribed. I actually don't know who's, I don't look at that. I didn't know. I'm not going to either. My feelings are easily hurt, so I don't want to. But I've done enough research to know that we don't want those. The people who have unsubscribed, you good.
Right.
Because if they don't read our emails, like it does something with the numbers. I don't know. I don't get involved in all that stuff, but yeah, I know that whoever's supposed to listen listens, and that's all.
And as a leader, one of my intentions is to be polarizing. So if I have like lukewarm emails, nobody reacts. But if they're so strong and people unsubscribe, good. That means that I'm having a voice and being a leader, and that's my intention. So
yeah, your emails are great. I love your emails. I think they're fabulous.
I'm so glad. They are fabulous. So if you haven't subscribed to my newsletter, I send out super fun, inspiring, life-enhancing emails.
Absolutely. I read them. I think they're really, really good.
I appreciate you so much. So the next question is, meditation is really important for personal growth. I know it's my first pillar of abundance, spirituality. Having a morning practice, starting the day with meditation is such a great way to start your day. What do you tell people who are brand new and who have never had a meditation practice?
The number one thing I was taught about meditation that I love is you can't do it wrong. There's nothing you can do about it that's wrong. And listen to Spring Washam. I feel so honored to have interviewed her. That's the episode that's out right now. Spring Washam. Don't you love that name? I love her name. People keep laughing at me, but I'm like, I love your name. And but she is a Dharma teacher. She's the head of a meditation center in Northern California. She takes groups all over the world, and she's trained for decades, and she's so beautiful. And I asked her a whole bunch of questions for people who are newer to meditation, just to let her kind of teach. But anyway, people who are new to meditation, I love meditation and what it does. And she suggested people, I asked her, is there a length of time for somebody who's newer to it? And she suggested 10 to 15 minutes, just sit and concentrate on the in and the out of your breath. And that's all. And your mind is always going to be talking, because we were talking about silent retreats, because they have those. And she said, nothing else is silent. Your mind's always going. And there's things going on around you, and it's for, you know, it's an experience is all it is, but it's true with meditation, your mind's going. And what happens after a period of time, I love the Deepak Chopra 21 day meditations for somebody who's starting, because at the end of the 21 days, the difference I experienced, I'll speak for me, when especially the first few years when it would ebb and flow, I'll be like, why did I stop that? It made me feel so great. But the easiest way I can result I can talk about from meditation is that I'm so okay with everything going on around me. I'm okay. I'm balanced. I'm very just kind of there. I'm very zen. I don't react like I do. I'm just like, okay, that's their stuff. Okay.
And to the time now due to meditation, just like detached from reality, not taking things personally, letting things roll off your back.
Yeah. And well, during the pandemic, it was interesting because I gave myself permission to just meditate for 10 minutes a morning, and I had an accountability partner for it. And you'd think, oh, you have all this time. I had no time. I was so busy at work. It was insane. So, you know, it was no more 30, 45 minute in the morning. It was, you know, it is what it is.
So how many years have you been meditating, Lauren?
Oh my gosh. Nobody's asked that. Probably 17?
That's incredible.
I don't know. I'm not positive.
That's incredible. And what is your method of meditation right now?
It changes. And oh my gosh, I've been able to go back to unplug meditation for a few Sundays for breath work. Yeah. And for a sound bath. They've only let a few people in, but oh my gosh, to be in that space. And which I discovered after I went to Bali. So it was, that place is incredible. So doing the sound bath in there for my friend's birthday, and then being able to go back on another Sunday. And that was great. I'll do whatever. I have their app, which I love, or I'll set a timer. And my temple did something through the pandemic, meditation practice that I loved.
Speaking of Bali, sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
I think I want to go there for my honeymoon. I know you're getting married in August. Where are you going to go for your honeymoon?
He keeps wanting to go to the Greek islands. I don't think that's changed. So I don't know. I wouldn't say, I don't know if we're allowed to travel yet, but I do know somebody who just got back from there. So clearly they're taking Americans. I don't know if Bali is yet, but by the time you're getting married, I think you'll be okay.
I think so. And we were going to go to the Greek islands too. And then he was like, no, that's where I went for my first marriage. So I'm like,
yeah, no,
you don't want to go there.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah.
So is this your second marriage?
It is my second marriage. I have not been married for a very, very, very long time.
So what did you learn about romance in your first marriage that you're bringing to this one?
Don't think I learned anything about romance from my first marriage.
Or marriage. What did you learn about marriage?
Oh, I love being married, just not to him. No, we were. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a really long time. I don't even know how much I remember being married to him. It's been so long. We were married. We were together for most of my adult life, and the kids don't even remember us together, really.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been a really long time. He gave me full custody of both kids, and I've raised both kids. And my son's the youngest is ready to, he leaves for college. We're getting married August 1st, and then he leaves for college a few weeks later. So we'll be empty nesters.
And I love that. So what advice would you give women who are in their midlife, they're divorced, they're thinking, you know, I'll never meet that guy.
Oh my God, that's so not true. There are so many fabulous guys out there. It's unbelievable. I do not believe anybody who says otherwise. There are so many amazing guys out there. And okay, so I interviewed Ariel Ford. I think her episode is in December. She said this is the greatest time ever to be online dating. And I was like, why? And it's not like I'm dating, but I had so much fun talking to her. And she said, you get to ask questions you never would be able to ask. And she went through all of them and she was unbelievable. And I also interviewed Evan Mark Katz, who is, I mean, I used him as a dating coach when I started because I never really dated. I never did online dating. I never did any of that. So I interviewed him on my podcast in February, something like that. Anyway, but he says this, there are so many guys. If you want to say there aren't, then there aren't. It's whatever you tell yourself, you're right.
Exactly.
You know, that's the bottom line. And there are so many fabulous guys. Think of how many fabulous girlfriends you have. Why wouldn't guys have that many fabulous guy friends? Absolutely. So, you know, there's someone for everyone. Your person is out there. And they're just waiting for you. You just have to do the work. Clear up your shit. Clear up your shit. I had to do a lot of work to attract somebody that was right for me. And, you know, I do gratitude lists for him, not just for my life, but for him. And to stay high vibrating. And there's a way to do things. Rebecca knows the way. She just did a trip to Medellin to find her soulmate. She knows there's ways to manifest exactly what you want.
There are ways, and clearing up your shit, as you say, is a huge part. It's one of my seven pillars of attraction called process and release the past. That is so important, because have you ever noticed that when you're in a relationship, it's like the same type of relationship with the same type of person over and over and over again? And you're like, if I have the same situation over and over again, I don't know what I'm going to do. So to change it up and to attract someone different and to be attracted to someone different, then you really get to do the work of processing and releasing your past.
Yeah, definitely. And you get to manifest like something beyond your dreams.
Yes.
Make a list, make it specific. Ariel Ford, listen to Ariel Ford. She talks about, it's her thing is like, when you go to, I don't drink coffee, but when you go to Starbucks, you don't order a cup of coffee. You say, I want an iced latte with this, however you order. Like, people always order very specific. Yeah. Well, make your list that specific and then feel into it and be sure to put in there monogamous if that's important to you, and straight if that's important to you, or whatever it is, if it's, you know, whatever it is. So it should be very specific, and then close your eyes, feel what it's like to have your partner right there with you, living with you, or however, if you don't want to be living together, don't feel into that. But Rebecca and I have done rooms in Clubhouse. I think you were there when with the person who wanted her own business, and we had her feel into, what does your office look like? How many people work for you? I mean, there's so many ways to do this. And it's fun. It's fun. It is. Enjoy the process, because you're going to be in a relationship soon enough. And then you'll be like, oh, I feel smothered.
I don't know about that. But manifesting is fun. And that's why we talk about it in Clubhouse all the time. Manifesting is so magical and it's so fun. So let's talk about imposter syndrome. What does that mean? I know it's like really trendy. I feel like a couple years ago, the catchphrase was narcissism. Now in like pop psychology, it's imposter syndrome. So speak into, what does imposter syndrome mean? Yeah. Who has it? How to get over it if you have it?
Okay. So imposter syndrome is that feeling like I'm a fraud. and I'm going to get found out. And it's not new, but it is. It feels like it's trendy, at least. It's not new. I mean, Maya Angelou talked about having it. And I mean, that's years ago. Michelle Obama, Sheryl Sandberg, Meryl Streep, they've all discussed having imposter syndrome. So if you feel like I'm a fraud, I'm going to get found out. Oh my gosh, I just got hired for this job. I'm not up for it. Well, if you got hired for the job, clearly you're qualified. So it's not real, but it's a feeling. So you're amongst very high performing women if you have that feeling. So congratulations. But what we have to do, and I have an article about this on my website, and there's a quiz, but who needs to take a quiz? If we have that feeling, we know it, but whatever. And you have to feel the feelings. It's like everything else. The only way through is through. So what we do is we tell someone, tell your friend, do something, say, I feel like a fake, a fraud, and it's underlying fear of going that we're going to get found out, that we're not really qualified for whatever it is. And you are. And it's usually women, because guys look at themselves different than women do. And so it's to tell someone, but then also to feel the feelings. We have to feel the feelings. And if we feel the feelings all the way through, then we create new neural pathways, which is fabulous. And then we won't feel it again in that situation. I can remember being in court thinking, oh my God, all these people think I'm a lawyer. I've been practicing 10 years. It's like, I am a lawyer. I went to a good law school. Like I am. And, the feelings aren't real, but we do have to feel them.
That's great. You are. And then it's also fake it till you make it, until your mind catches up with what you're doing. Just fake it till you make it. Nobody thinks you're a fraud and that you can't do it. You can do it. So that's part of this podcast, the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We want to empower people to believe you're amazing, you're beautiful, you're powerful, you're abundant. You can do it. So
affirmations help with that a lot, too. To look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm beautiful, I'm fabulous. And whatever it is. I mean, when I started my podcast, I was sure everyone was talking about me. Who is everyone? Like, who is she to think she can do a podcast? I mean, who? Like, who is really talking about me? Like, nobody's talking about me.
Exactly. So what is your own personal story or message of hope in your life right now?
Anybody who's on my gratitude list knows what mine is. Mine is always the same, that I'm always grateful for my life. I just think, and I know I have an amazing life that keeps getting better and better. But my message of hope is that everything always works out. It always works out. It's just never on our timetable. And it might not be in the way that we envision, because we have limited vision.
Yeah,
and just to keep going, keep putting one foot in front of another and just keep going. Call on other people when you need to. Don't do it alone. I mean, I understand the doing it alone. I so understand it. And I think everyone does. We all understand. I just interviewed Amber Lee Lago, and I said, what would you tell somebody? And she's beautiful, by the way. And she had her legs severed. I wouldn't let her get into anything gruesome in talking about it, because I'm the queasiest person. But I said, I asked her, what do you tell somebody when they feel ugly and gross and you don't want to do anything? Just that laissez-faire kind of, I don't want to get up today. And she said, I understand any of that. And when you look at people that look like a model, they're like, how do you understand? But she understood the feeling. Everyone understands that feeling, but we just keep going anyway. Just keep going. And we're help somebody else, because when we're helping somebody else, we don't think about ourselves. And I mentor a girl downtown. She has nothing. But I have watched her graduate high school. She's now in college on a full scholarship. And I mean, this is a family of four living in one room in a gang-ridden territory. Like, I mean, really, what? I didn't get enough sleep. I don't feel like exercising. I didn't meditate. Like, I really, this is what I'm going to complain about. Like, come on. You know, so it makes me feel better.
I think the fact that you mentor a girl downtown is amazing. And putting our problems in perspective is so important, because we, for the most of us, we have first world problems, silly, stupid problems. Like, oh my God, my dog's eye is infected. Like, oh, but silly things, right? So when you work with someone who has less than you, it really puts your problems in perspective. And I think it's great that you're mentoring people downtown. So I just now figured out that I'm now on Instagram Live. The whole time I wasn't. So I'm really technically challenged. So if you're watching on Instagram Live, we're on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We're actually about to wrap up. It's been an amazing, amazing interview, Lauren. So how do people keep in touch with you? Because we want to listen to your podcast. We want more of you. You're an amazing person. How do we stay in touch with you?
Well, the easiest way is 52weeksofhope.com. I have a free ebook on there with how to live your best life now. And it's very, very simple. If you're sitting there, you're stuck, you don't know exactly that you have this. I know there's more. There's some really just a simple kit. Like you can just do some very simple things to try to figure out what it is. But besides that, at 52weeksofhope.com, there's some chapters from my book. There's all the podcasts. There's some the imposter syndrome blog and the quizzes in there on that article. All my articles are on there too. Just everything's on there. So I think that's the easiest way. And you can also just throw your email address in there too.
Awesome. So you heard that. Go to 52weeksofhope.com. Listen to the podcast, 52 Weeks of Hope. She mentioned a couple great episodes, like with Ariel Ford and some other great spiritual teachers that will help you in your love life and in your meditation practice. But that's just some of the interviews that are on there.
Yeah, Rebecca's on there.
I'm on there. Amazing. So this has been incredible. If you're listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, we love you so much. We appreciate you. Please leave a 5-star review. Rate, review, subscribe. We appreciate you sharing this with your community. If you want to take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram, I'm happy to promote you in any way I can. Thank you so much, Lauren, for being on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. Yay, we're going to take a picture now. And it was such a pleasure. We're definitely going to keep doing the Clubhouse. Do you want to give a plug to our next Clubhouse room?
Yeah, we've been doing Clubhouse rooms on Thursday in the Hope Club. So come join us on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time in the Hope Club. On Clubhouse, we have so much fun. We manifest and raise the vibration even higher, and we share what we're grateful for. And Rebecca is our picture example of wanting to manifest something, doing it, and coming back and telling us about it with her meditating trip of Manifest Your Soulmate.
Thank you so much. As I like to say, keep your vibe high and your hands clean. Everyone, thanks for another wonderful episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. And we'll be back very soon with another incredible guest. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Living my life like it's holding.